Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color purple. Of all the colors in our autumn landscape, the color purple is both the most regal and commanding and the most mystical and mysterious. We sing of the purple mountain's majesty that we admire in the late autumn, off in the distance, and marvel at that trick of light in winter that makes snow on the ground appear faintly purple at dawn and dusk. And we admire the deep purple of some oak leaves. But alas, purple is not otherwise very prevalent in the autumn landscape. Perhaps because it is not a common color, purple has long been used to represent the rarity of royal and sacred power. The word purple comes from the Latin purpureus, meaning very, very holy. In the times of our ancestors, it was the color associated with ritual and divination. The color we think of as purple is called a secondary color, that is, purple is a blend of two primary colors, in this case, blue and red. But in ancient times, the word purple referred to a dark wine red and the color of menstrual blood, which was believed to contain the secret of life. Even up to the time of Shakespeare, the term purple still referred to a dark blood color called moon blood. It was the Phoenicians on the eastern coast of the Mediterranean who learned how to produce the dark color of moon blood from a mollusk of the Morisidae family. And the ground-up shells of these sea snails became the source of the famous Tyrian purple, the color of the robes of kings and cardinals. In esoteric color theory, purple represents the spiritual way. Purple is believed to convey inner peace and calm, and to enable one to follow the quieter paths of inner spiritual work. Purple is the color of the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, in Eastern mystical practice, the chakra of thought, whose intention is to know. The purple crown chakra is the seat of cosmic consciousness, the place where the underlying order and meaning of all things is ultimately perceived. The purple of the crown chakra connects us to divine intelligence, the source of all manifestation, both physical and spiritual. Thus, the color purple has generally been associated with the clergy, the priestesses and priests who help facilitate the spiritual paths of others, because purple represents the path of spirituality. And since it was also considered to be a blood color, it was mixed with worldly concerns, with bodies, relationships, and communities. Purple is the color of spiritual love and joy that infuses everyday life. But purple is not a color for children or young people, however enlightened they might appear, because despite its foundation of joyousness, it is a color of spiritual depth gained through life experiences from decades of living on the earth. Purple is a heavy color because it carries with it the responsibility to guide and advise widely and compassionately. That is why purple is the color of the crone, she who, after a long life, intentionally offers her wisdom and experience to serve and foster the well-being of her community. Some say that purple is the color of sacrifice, but I prefer to think of purple as the color of giving. Giving from the mind, the heart, and the spirit. The color of giving the essence of one's lifeblood for the well-being of the community. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.